This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican primary yesterday.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Whoa.
But some voters there are worrying about Donald Trump's chances in November if he is the GOP nominee. The AP's Norman Hall.
AP Votecast, a sweeping survey of New Hampshire's voters, finds that Republicans have slightly more doubts about former President Donald Trump than Iowans reported. About half of New Hampshire's GOP voters said they were very or somewhat concerned that former President Trump is too extreme to win the general election. Only about one-third said the same about rival Nikki Haley. Regarding Trump's criminal indictments, about one-third of GOP participants in New Hampshire believe the former president has done something illegal related to his alleged attempt to interfere in the vote count in the 2020 presidential election, his role in what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, or the classified documents found at his Florida home after he left the White House. AP Votecast uses a combination of mail, phone, and online research to gauge voter concerns. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden won New Hampshire's Democratic primary yesterday with a write-in vote. A Russian military plane the Moscow says was carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war has crashed. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what we know so far.
Russian officials say a military transport plane carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, six crew and three people accompanying them, has crashed in Russia's Belgorod region near Ukraine. It wasn't immediately clear what caused the crash, which occurred around 11 a.m. Russian time. The authorities are investigating the cause.
And we hope to learn more soon. To Gaza now, where medics say many patients have not been able to leave the main hospital in Khan Yunis because of the fighting there. This is AP News. Getting ready to do your taxes?
TurboTax is barred from advertising its services as free unless they are free for all customers or if eligibility is clearly disclosed. In an opinion and final order, the Federal Trade Commission ruled that TurboTax maker Intuit engaged in deceptive practices by running ads claiming consumers could file their taxes for free using TurboTax, when in fact many taxpayers did not qualify for such free offerings. In addition to prohibiting Intuit from marketing its products or services as free unless there's actually no cost for everyone, the FTC said Intuit must disclose what percentage of consumers are eligible and note if a majority of taxpayers do not qualify. Intuit said it had appealed the decision, which it called deeply flawed. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.